Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and today I have the honor of being with Ada Solomon, producer of High Film, producer of Haferim by Radu Jude, in competition here at the Berlinale. Welcome, Ada, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
I'm very happy that I finally get to talk to you, because it's been years that I wanted to have you on Fred. You already produced Everybody in Our Family by Radu Jude, and obviously we all remember you on stage at Berlinale 2 years ago when you won as a producer the Golden Bear for Child's Pose. So I was curious to know, how did you get involved in this project, which is Haferim, which is, let's say, very different in a lot of ways from Radu Jude's other films and the films you produce normally.
Yeah, but the relation with Radu, it's very, very special. And we work together almost in all the films of Radu, with one exception. That was Radu's option to carry on that film on his own. And I think that there are two filmmakers that are really the ones. Okay, I'm looking into discoveries, I'm looking into new relationships and new visions, and we have a lot of debut directors, but the relation, the most steady relation and the most important for me as a producer is the one with Radu Jude alongside with the one with Alexandru Solomo.
You're also head of distribution at Parada Film, and you work at Next International Film Festival. So I wanted to know, do you have a criteria on which you base your choices or what to produce?
I don't know if it's a creative statement. It's more like, no, I think it's much more a matter of heart and soul. Actually, I'm deciding to produce films that I want to see, and films that are speaking about more than giving just an hour and a half of entertainment. If they are raising questions, if they are posing problems on the table, or discussing, raising topics to be discussed, then I'm interested. For the rest, it's like, for instance, a pure genre film, it won't be my cup of tea. I do appreciate the effort, I do appreciate the films, but it's not something that I watch, and I don't know how to put together something like that and to completely believe in it, because I don't think, I mean, it's not a job that can be done just following some technical steps. You have to really believe in what you do, because it's quite complicated, it's quite charged, with a lot of challenges, and very risky business in the same time. So it needs to have something more than just to produce something.
Do you think that it's necessary to also think a bit from some point of view to a film in terms of its potential distribution?
Well, I think that it's not an easy film to be put into a shelf, but being original and not being alike others, it gives a sort of individuality that is a very good tool to distribute it. So I don't know how many people will take the bet on this and to get out of their zone of comfort and go alongside with this journey. But for instance, I'm very, very pleased, and I was discussing with Beta, our sales agent, about Afarim and the challenge that we gave them, and they said, well, we are very happy, it's refreshing, and it put our mind to work to find new ways and maybe new channels and to present it and to put it in front of the distributors and further on towards the public.
But all the radio, it is refreshing, and also for us, we always, you know, when we sit in a theater, and we always, let's say, I think from the beginning of a film, we often know what to expect. And that was the best thing about this film, that I didn't know what you expect exactly from everything. It's ironic way and use of some classical elements. That's what I appreciated the most.
Yeah, I think that this is something that is characteristic to Radu's kind of cinema. This kind of self-irony, because he's putting himself into the characters, and he's making kind of fun not of the characters but of himself and the global picture of his country or whatever, but in a very clever way. And this is also refreshing. And the film, of course, it's also a heavy film, it's not an easy one, but it gives you the moments of pleasure in the meantime.
Thank you so much, Lada, for being here with us. It was a pleasure talking to you, and good luck for the film.
Thank you very much for having me here, and I hope that the audience will agree with me that it's a very special journey, and they will get along.
Grazie. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.